We are Matt's side at the judo, and we've got Kirsten with us from British Judo. You're training here, competing at the IBSA World Games. How was your training session?
Really, really good. Awesome.
You guys have been saying this to everyone. You'd really go for it out there. You know, you're training now, but obviously you're training for, you know, a big event as well. It looks a lot of fun too.
It is so much fun. But yeah, you need the energy in the training to carry that into the event, so that when you go out there, you're just like boom on it.
How did you get into the sport?
I went to a Scottish Disability Sport Have a Go Day, and judo was one of the sports that they were doing there. The guy who was doing the judo session suggested that I might actually be quite good at it, because I've always been quite strong, and I left with a phone number for a club, and that was that.
Wow. How long did it take you to get to this level?
I started competing at this level last May, so like May of 2022. Hmm. And I started doing judo about May of 2016.
Okay. So how do you kind of fit it around everything else? Or is this just your main thing now?
It's become the main thing. So I'm self-employed, so I can kind of be quite flexible with when I work and where I work and what I'm doing. So that's lucky.
I mean, we're encouraging people to take it up, you know, have a go with the sport and try it out. You know, the social side of things, the fitness, the mental health side of things. What kind of within you went, do you know what, I like this, I want to do more of it?
It's the only sport I've done where the first night I turned up to a club session, there was absolutely no weirdness about me being visually impaired. So I've done other sports where I've gone and it's been really awkward because folk have not known how to deal with me, and they've either treated me like I might break if they look at me the wrong way, or they've just sort of completely ignored the fact that I need any sort of help, and they're just like, no, just get on with it. And I'm like, get on with what? Whereas judo turned up, and the whole place, it wasn't even like it was just the coach, everyone who was on the mat was really good about making sure I knew where I was going, what I was doing. Immediately had someone who would like do the warm-up with me. It was just fantastic.
That's half the battle then, isn't it?
To
so find
much.
Out all that is there, and you're just another one of the guys who are competing.
Yeah, because it just felt like I belonged there. It wasn't like, oh, I'm here and I'm a total inconvenience to everyone because they're all home to help me. It was just like, no, come with us.
Do you get the other benefits? Because we always talk about the sort of mental health side, the positivity, the fitness.
I was injured recently and I couldn't do judo and I was a horrible human being. Like, I was so grumpy and, I need the exercise for it.
Do you kind of focus sort of match by match, or do you just think, you know, I've got these matches coming up, I'm thinking about a big competition? What's the drive?
I want to get to the Paralympics. That is like the top of the pyramid. So I have to keep chipping away every event, trying to get a little bit better. Sort of go somewhere, maybe make a silly mistake, maybe realise that there's a weakness, go home, work on that, turn up at the next one, spot the next sort of little thing. Sometimes it's just like tiny little things, like where I put my hand on someone's sleeve. But if I realise that needs worked on, tweak that, and then the next competition go, it's better. What else can... And just constantly chipping away, in the hope that we can qualify for Paris.
We are trying to encourage more blind and partially sighted people to get into sport and leisure, just to have a go at it, try it, see what they think, try mm-hmm. some different sports. I mean, how would you encourage someone to do this?
Oh, it's so good. Just go. Find a club. Go. Try it.
There's, simple as that.
Yeah, it's basic. Like, it's just fantastic.
Well, Kirsten, listen, good luck with the training and the competition here. And, you know, let's hope maybe next time we speak to you, it's Paris 2024.
Yeah, that would be good.
And thanks for speaking with us on IV Connect Radio.
Thank you.